This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranian police denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in other Iranian cities are demanding accountability for the deaths of 82 Iranian citizens who were among the 176 people killed in a crash. VOA's Lattice Ahok has more.
Chanting anti-government slogans and demanding transparency. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Tehran's Sharif Technical University, chanting anti-government slogans and demanding transparency.
We want clarity. This country has been suffering from a lack of transparency for years. They've lied to us all these years. Excuse my language. They treat us as donkeys.
Anti-government protests started on Saturday after officials in Tehran admitted that the Iranian forces downed the Ukrainian plane by mistake after a U.S. drone killed a top Iranian general during a visit to Iraq. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the reports of the lethal use of force against demonstrators must be fully investigated. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committee leading the impeachment inquiry. AP's Ed Donahue.
In facing the threat of impeachment, President Donald Trump has followed a defense tactic similar to that of former President Bill Clinton and his team.
They really focused on, well, the president is doing work, he's going overseas, he's doing the work of the people, and he's not distracted by this, but at the same time, spoke with one voice saying, this is trying to overturn the will of the people. They're trying to overturn an election.
He has also adopted tactics used by Republican Richard Nixon.
And that is VOA's Patsy Wadakoswara reporting. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidates meet for a critical debate Tuesday in Iowa. This is less than 3 weeks before Iowa voters kick off the presidential nomination process February 3rd. A total of six Democratic contenders will be on stage with signs growing tensions among some of the candidates. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Among those on stage Tuesday will be the current Democratic frontrunner in national polls, former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden is focused on national security in light of recent events with Iran. Biden faces a strong challenge in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire, especially from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. One recent poll shows Sanders leading in Iowa. Tensions are on the rise between Sanders and some of the other contenders, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren has slipped a bit in recent polls, but remains a strong factor in Iowa and New Hampshire. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia says good progress has been made in talks in Moscow over a ceasefire in Libya, but a breakthrough deal has yet to be signed between the rival forces. Russia would support strongman Khalifa Haftar in the east of the country, help broker a ceasefire alongside Turkey. As Henry Ridgewell reports, more foreign powers are getting involved in the conflict, and there is a danger the intervention could backfire.
Libya's divisions remain stark. It has rival administrations, heavily armed, and each backed by an increasing number of foreign powers. In the east, strongman Khalifa Haftar's forces are cementing their grip on the city of Sirte, which they captured a week ago. Haftar launched an offensive last April against the Tripoli-based UN-backed Government of National Accord under Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj, but there are renewed hopes for peace.
That's VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. As of this Tuesday, if you're still using Microsoft Windows 7, your computer could be at risk.
It's out with the old for Microsoft, which will no longer provide security to Windows 7. Computers with the 11-year-old system are going to be more vulnerable to malware and hacking. Microsoft wants people to update to Windows 10, which runs between $140 and $200, but it could also require a new computer. Those with Windows 7 Professional or Enterprise could buy extended software protection for up to 3 years. Microsoft is also ending support for Windows Server 2008 or 2008 R2 operating systems.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.